Hey, Philip, this is Mario. Just giving you a call back.
Hey, Mario. Appreciate you calling me back. None of the phone calls that I was getting was even had anything to do with Google. It was just a bunch of people calling me for work, so I got back on and figured out everything.
It's all good, brother. No worries, man. Well, you let me know. I have most of the information that we went over. So, I mean, if you're ready to go, I mean, we can jump you on board and take about 5 minutes of your time here.
That's fine. The only thing that is, as of right now, I am currently driving.
Oh, okay. That's not good. I don't want to be the one blamed for it.
I've got you on the speaker. I'm not holding my phone. I'm not on my phone. But
okay. All right. That's good. That's good. I want you to get into a wreck and then hold me liable.
No. You're on the speaker here. There.
Okay.
But I don't know if do you need payment and stuff as of right now, or how does all that
Yeah,
work?
I mean, to set you aside here, let me just get some basic info. It'll take me a few minutes, and then, you know, that way I can block off that spot and issue it over to SWAT Excavation. What's a good email address for you, brother?
SWAT.
Okay.
.EXCAVATION
@gmail.com. All right, now that 812-340-2547, is that a good number where the customers can reach you, or do you have a separate number?
No, that's the number to reach me at.
That's the number to reach you. Okay, perfect. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Philip? We're not going to list this on Google. It's just for the verification process.
6650 East Bahalasville. That's
okay. Okay, there you go. M-A.
M-A-H-A-L-A-S-V-I-L-L-E. Road.
Okay. And that's going to be in Martinsville?
Or
Morgantown? Morgantown. Okay. I have a zip code that popped up for me, Philip, 46160.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open for business?
I don't know, but during the daylight hours, ideally.
Well, you know what? I'll suggest something based on, you know, other excavation companies we work with is normally right now during the summer, what I get a lot is 7 to 7. I don't know if that's something you're interested in or if you're up early in the morning or not, but, 7 to 7 is normally a pretty good, pretty good hours for what you're doing.
Okay, that'd be fine. Does that change anything or what?
No. It doesn't change anything at all. No. It's just, you know, it's what people are going to see on that first page of Google when they see SWAT Excavation, that your hours of operation is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Now, what days would you be willing to accept these calls, Philip, and do the work, right? Are you going to be working Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week? I mean, what's your ideal schedule?
So I will work Monday through Friday. I'll take phone calls on Saturday, but Sundays, that's set aside for us. So.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I had a guy yesterday who I signed up, and he says, you know what, he says, Sundays, I use them for two things. And I said, what is that? He says, I have a beer and then I go to church. I said, oh, well, that's quite interesting.
Yep.
I said, I didn't know people did that together, but okay. All right. So Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. And I'm going to put Saturdays, calls only, right? You're only taking calls. Calls only. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Now, are you taking any pictures of the work that you do, brother?
Yes, I do take pictures.
Okay. Keep in mind that we would need those for the website, okay?
Okay.
And now, the Facebook, is it SWAT Excavation LLC, or what is the name of the Facebook page?
I believe it's just SWAT Excavation.
Okay. I'll look it up right now. I can find it. No worries.
Okay.
And then you told me that you would do about a 50-mile radius, correct, up into Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
I don't like going up to Indianapolis. I don't want to go way out west. If I'm, like, you know, 50 miles way out in the country is a long ways, but 50 miles up the interstate to the city, not too bad. You know what I mean?
Excellent. Right.
I don't know how that works. So yeah, that's fine. But 50 miles.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, as long as, like I said, it has to make financial sense for you. That's the bottom line.
Right.
All right. And I do have to create a password for the account, Philip. This is just in case you ever call us, you wanted to make a change on Google or so forth. We have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's three security questions that you can choose from. You have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, go ahead.
H-A-R-B-E-N.
B-E what now?
B-E-N.
Harbin.
H-A-R-B-E-N. Harbin.
Oh, okay. I was misspelling it. You said a D as in David, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let me go back. I had put a B as in boy, so it's a D. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then tomorrow is Tuesday, Philip. You'll get a courtesy call from our IT department. The IT guys, I'm sure you know what the IT department is. I mean, these are the guys that do the back-end work that'll create the content for the website, that'll work with the, you know, they'll work to make sure they have a logo if you don't have one yet to get going for you. The guys that'll run the ads on Facebook, place you on Apple, on that first page of Google. I mean, they do all the back-end work. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Really, anytime between probably 8 and 10 or so.
Okay, let me let you know really quickly what I have available for tomorrow here. Okay. I'll tell you here. I have an 11 a.m. and a 4 p.m. open for tomorrow.
A busy 11.
11, okay. Perfect. Bear with me 1 second here.
Yep.
Ready. And I'll tell you this much, man. And like I said, man, you really enjoy the services on the Google guarantees. And not only, it's really, like I tell people, not about liking the service. It's about being busy at the end of the day. That's what our clients are looking for. And I'll tell you something. I mean, Google does not fall short of that. Because at the end of the day, it's Google. All right, and then Philip, you do have access to SWAT.excavation@gmail.com.
What are you asking?
No, I said you do have access to SWAT.excavation@gmail.
Yes, that's my email.
Okay, all right, perfect. Now, just want to make sure you have access. I'll get the confirmations over to you. So, yes, in order to secure that position, the only thing that we would be missing, obviously, is one of the important portion is that $4.99 payment. And the company allows you to do that two separate ways, Philip. You can either use a company card, if you have one, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
I have a company card.
Company card, okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the company card name has to match identically on our end or our system will not accept it. So does it say SWAT Excavation LLC, or what does it say?
Well, the front says SWAT Excavation, and the back has my name on it, so...
Okay, there's just no LLC then, right? Am I correct?
No, there is. It's SWAT.excavation LLC on the front of the card.
Okay, so there is LLC. Okay, let me put that on there. Okay, SWAT.excavation LLC. And then the name behind it says Philip Cromwell, if I'm not mistaken? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or Amex?
MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. Bear with me one quick second. Philip, are your pictures recent? I'm sorry if I'm going back to that. I just had the system prompt me to ask you. Are any of the pictures you take for the website recent?
Yes, they're the jobs I've done in the last 3 to 4 months.
Excellent. Okay, so they are recent. They're not like 2-3 years old. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All the MasterCards start with a number 5. If you're ready, you can provide that number to me, and then I'll get the confirmation over to your email.
5366.
Okay.
9020.
Okay.
0085.
Okay.
1554.
Okay. Expiration date?
Is 0328.
Okay, and then the last thing will be what is called a CC code. It's 3 digits back there behind the card.
Yep, the 684.
684. Okay, stand by 1 second, Philip, while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one.
Okay.
Okay, bear with me here 1 quick second.
Yeah.
While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, and then we'll wrap it up for tomorrow at 11 a.m. Just do me a big favor, Philip. Make sure you do not miss that call at 11 a.m. Because if you do, what happens is that we would have to reschedule, and sometimes it can take 1 day to reschedule. And I don't want that to happen. So just try to be mindful of that call, please.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me go ahead and just verify this information, and we'll get you going. Okay. All right, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Philip. If you have any questions as I'm reading this, it's pretty brief. It's about 30 seconds. Let me know. I'll clarify anything for you. Welcome to Locos Flash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, Philip, can you please verify the name of the company?
SWAT Excavation.
Okay. It's showing LLC. Can I leave that way, or you just want SWAT Excavation? I would recommend LLC, honestly. I mean, just from my experience.
Leave the LLC on there. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with SWAT Excavation LLC?
Philip Cromwell. I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized person to initiate services with Google on behalf of SWAT Excavation LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized person on the billing information that you provided today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Philip, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as a direct channel partner to Google, we will be your marketing representatives as of today. Okay. The payment that's processed today is $499. Your next payment will not be due until July 16th, and that's $249. Once the Google guarantees is processed and approved, we'll contact you for the budget. And then keep in mind to please tomorrow try to have any recent pictures, as our IT guys were going to be asking for those to build the website for SWAT Excavation. Okay?
Okay,
so make sure you have those at hand. Secondly, keep in mind, Philip, that this is not a contract. Okay, you do have the right to stop or cancel the service if you're not 100% satisfied.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to let you know that. Okay, right now, you're going to start receiving text messages, Philip, and emails, you know, welcoming you to the company, saying welcome on board. You're going to get quite a bit of emails, you know, that are required different things. There's going to be one email in particular that's going to have your invoice, which is, of course, your receipt. That email, I know you're driving right now, so I'm not going to ask you to do this now, but on that email, there's going to be 3 little boxes that you have to click on. And what that does, it's going to give you access to our dashboard. The dashboard is you're going to be able to see how many people are clicking on your Google profile, how many calls are being generated from Google, how many leads you're getting from Google. So we want to make sure that we get credit where credit is due, right? So if if you're getting, you know, customers coming your way, we want to make sure you know it's from us, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to give you access to that, okay?
Okay.
When you get a chance, make sure you click on those little boxes. The first one's going to say that you give us permission to call you when we need to. The second one says that you are the authorized holder of the card that you provided and that the information you gave us is correct. And the third one says that the next billing cycle is July 17 for that 249, and that's processed automatically on the 17th of July. Now, once you fill that out, right at the bottom of it, it's gonna ask you to type in your name. So once you do that, that's gonna give you the access to the dashboard. Okay. That email says local / initial invoice, and it's gonna say please click here to accept terms. Again, keep in mind it's not a contract. Now, when you get the phone call tomorrow as well, the agents will ask you for the a copy of the insurance to verify that as well. So make sure you have that at hand as well. Again, everything is done on our end, Philip. You know, I know you're driving, so sorry I caught you at a bad time, brother. But yeah, just do me a favor. Make sure you don't. And I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record here, but I like to tell customers, hey, make sure you get that call from our IT guys because you already paid for the service. There's no reason in delaying it.
Okay.
You know, so 11 a.m., we'll talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you get to that the terms on your email. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 and get the ball rolling. Again, make sure you also have some pictures and the information that's required by you. You'll get a courtesy call from the Google Guarantee Department as well. It's just a welcome call. This has nothing to do with the IT guys. That call is normally about 10 minutes. They're just going to welcome you to Google Guarantees and make sure everything is said and done. Can that call take place, you know, after this call with the IT guys, Philip, or do you want it at a later date?
And I should be okay with that after the IT call.
Okay, all right, I'll schedule it right after that call. Again, it's just going to be the Google Guarantee Department that's going to say, hey, welcome on board to Google Guarantees. They're going to make sure that all the T's and all the dies, you know, dots are dotted to make sure that we get you up there as quick as possible. And again, brother, welcome on board. I'll tell you this much, and, you know, it's not just because I work here, but you'll be pretty satisfied with the Google services. Like I said, once you see what we're able to bring to the table, I don't think you're going to need any, you know, paying anyone else. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to be right there, right on top of Google's first page. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11, Philip.
All righty. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, brother. Welcome to the family. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.